Psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into The Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
Isn't it crime in giving yourself over to pleasure?
At 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You want to throw me off my rhythm. And don't forget, I have a Facebook page for this mess. The Desperate Hours on WMFO. Admit it, you're on Facebook. Like it. Anyway, nothing out of the ordinary this week. This starts off another season, the summer season for WMFO. Next week will mark 5 years of the Desperate Hours and my return to terrestrial radio after a 6 year hiatus, 6.5 year hiatus, whatever. Anyway, I don't even want to hear that. I want to get me off as soon as possible. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Right to be here as anyone, or we should have. Close my ears to the angry voices round me. With uniform men are walking by, astound me. Trying hard not to see what I've been seeing. Us to go, we're not leaving. Don't they realize, can't they see, we're just being what we've got a right to be. It's our constitution, no guarantee. Don't crowd us. Rights we thought we had, we find we're losing. Right to use the same street they're all using. Is it 'cause they think we dress funny? Or because we don't spend enough money? Don't they realize, can't they? they see we're just being what we've got a right to be. We've got a constitutional guarantee behind us. We're not hurting nothing. What do we hear? Get up against that wall. Don't give me no back talk. Get a haircut. Let me see your ID, kid. Okay, move along. It's curfew time.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. And I won't try to understand. Dead and gone, and tomorrow's outside, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know a few facts about texting and driving. Fact one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reaction as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. Fact four, this has been a public service safety message from StopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational and Community Radio. Don't say anything about distracted adults, so I think I'll continue texting. Anyway, no, I won't. I barely know how to do it when I'm stationary. Anyway, I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Back me up is Esquivel. This month's talk break bed, track you released in 1961 on RCA Victor. I got off of a collection called Esquivel. Came out in 1994 in BMG. Anyway, just heard the Ronettes and Walking in the Rain from Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, featuring Veronica. Came out in 1964 on Phyllis. And yes, I went on the Walk for Hawk, healing abuse walk up in Salem, and it rained. But I felt good. I felt really great. It was a great cause, and I was proud to be a part of it. Anyway, before the Ronettes, you heard Sammy Smith and Help Me Make It Through the Night. Oh, yeah, that's self-explanatory. Got a few, I'm missing some equipment here. Hopefully it'll get replaced. Anyway, yeah, Help Me Make It Through the Night. Came out in 1970 on the Mega label. Terry Randall before that in S.O.S. Track I got off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 2, the L.A. Version, or the L.A., one of the L.A. Entries, or whatever, compilations. Came out in 1983 on AIP. The original release came out on Valiant in 1966. And we kicked it off with a band called The Voice. And The Train to Disaster was originally released in the Mercury label in the UK in 1966. I got off the Nuggets box set, Nuggets 2 box set, disc 3. Yeah, you know, if you're on Facebook, and again, if you admit it, you are, just go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And I don't bother you about once a week just to let you know that I am alive. I'm going to be doing a show that particular Thursday evening. Next week marks 5 years of the Desperate Hours. It's hard to believe I've been here off and on, mostly on, for the last 21. That was back in February. I'm probably actually back in January. It's like 37. Oh, mother of God, am I getting old? Anyway, why don't we get back into it? I have a request. Might as well honor it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Thank you. yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on a magazine stand. Every dime that he gets is off to the jukebox man. Well, he worries and teeth until at night she's ready to poop. From rocking and a rolling, spinning and a hula hoop. Well, his rock and roll has got to stop. Junior's head is hot as rock. Now, Junior, behave yourself. Yourself.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Cheers.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, just heard Lester Young and Barefoot in Time in Chinatown, a track released in 1966 on the Barry label. Now at home, that skips. But actually, the style I hear are better than what I got at home. I got like a $99 workhorse. I know you're horrified to hear that. But hey, I work for a living. Anyway, for that, Earl Vince and the Valiants, a.k.a. Fleetwood Mac, from 1969, originally on the Immediate label. And somebody's going to get their head kicked in tonight. I got off the compilation, British Blues Series, Archive Series, Volume 4. Came out in 1971 on RCA. Before that, the Bo Brummels and Just a Little. Came out in 1965 on the Autumn label. And then by request, for Los Angeles, somebody's being bad out there. The Beatles from Beatles 6, the album, channeling Larry Williams and Bad Boy. Came out in 1965 on Capitol. Anyway, geez, I got to do this manually again. Oh, hip, hip, hooray. Anyway, time is it 6:33? Yes. Coming up, I believe, at 8 o'clock. Well, she didn't come in last week. Soma with Kim. So check that out. Why don't we get back into it? Actually, you know what? I listen to Qualeague's radio shows. I know, you know, they always shout me out, but I never shout them out. It's about time. What do you think? Let me shout out a few names here. You know, Melissa Ann down in Texas is listening. And Beth out in Akron. John Savory in the Hudson Valley. Bertros, a disc jockey right here at WMFO. Big K up in Maine. I grew up with him. Known him since I was 10 years old. He didn't fall into that narrow little bucket. Gets a musical education. Well, actually, he's regressing if he listens to me. Mike Murray, who hosts a whole lot of shaking each and every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 6 Eastern Time on differentradio.org. Rick, who is with his daughter, hosts Ear Buddies alternating Sundays, although they won't be having the show this weekend. Right here on MFO. Darlene, one of my most faithful listeners. When no one else, even family, won't listen, she's there. Mark out in the Twin Cities. John Tremblay, who hosts a show called In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, airs alternating Fridays from 11 to 1 Eastern Time. WNMC in Traverse City, Michigan. You can check it out. Robbie White and his Unholy Alliance show. And he has the hour to himself from 9 to 10. That's at WOWD in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Melissa Jean, another faithful listener. I don't turn anybody off, that's for sure. Yeah. We'll get to a few more. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Mary, don't you change. Mary, Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
Oh yeah, 6:48 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. All right, you just heard the Bell Tones and a track called Break Time, and I'm leaning heavily towards this being my talk break bed on my backing track for the month of June. I might have even had this before. But anyway, Bell Tones, Break Time. Originally released on the Del Amo label, unknown date. I got off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 3. For the Vox Wah-Wah ad, you heard the Del Fuegos from 1984 on the Slash label. The album was The Longest Day and Mary Don't Change. For that, the Guitars Incorporated did it. El Cumbanchero came out in 1959 on Warner Brothers. And then we kicked off the set with the Mojo Men channeling Steve Alamo. And She's My Baby, originally released on Reprise in 1966. I dug it out of the Nuggets box. Disc 3 came out in 98 on Rhino. And you know, if you want to be a star, be the idol, or may be the envy of handfuls and handfuls of people in the greater Boston area and across the internets can make me an ID. All I got to do, say your name, your claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area or planet, and all their possible combinations, and be sure to mention WMFO, Alex and the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and fire it off to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Gotta keep it clean, though. So it wasn't like when I had Coffee and Smokes, I knew nobody was listening. I could sneak a swear in there once in a while. Can't do that here. This is drive time. He's out of the Desperate Hours. And this next set's going to take us past the point of no return.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor. This is DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. Get enough germs to catch pneumonia.